Most people who listen to the singing of songbird songs fail to notice that all songbirds sing in the ecstatic mood and not in the lyrics. A good example is that of the catbird. The call of the stormy petrel, or Mother Carey's chicken, is heard from out of the fog. The first bird voice that greets me in the spring of the year is the cardinal redbird, calling, "What cheer, what cheer, what cheer?" Ending with a loud call. The pert Jenny Wren, or house wren, pours out its voice in undulating trills. The tremulous, hysterical, sobbing call of the loon can only be heard at its best from over the lake on a moonlight night. The joy of the marsh is the ocallee call of the red-winged blackbird. Notice the cluck. The jerky, jingling song of the bobolink is usually given in one breath, ending with a clear whistle entirely distinct from the song. Among the numerous calls of the quail, the California mountain quail is distinctive and readily recognized. With easy play upon one's imagination, the language of the birds of the marsh can almost be understood. As I approach, the old bird on guard will seem to say, "Watch out, watch out.
Watch out, watch out, watch out."
Another one on the other side of the marsh will say, "What for, what for?
What for, what for, what for?"
Another will say, "Well, well, well.
Well, 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 well."
One more bold will say, "Come over here, come over here.
Come over here,
come over here, come over here." While a timid Grobeck will say, "I want to come home, I want to come home.
I want to come home, I want to come home."
They all jabber together. Finally, they will all seem to chorus together, "Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up.
Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up."